Blogtalk.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
The federal government can do most anything in this country.
And let me say this to all of the chattering class. The American people really don't care.
Robert Scott Bell.
Where in the Constitution does it give you the authority?
I don't worry about the Constitution on this, to be honest.
Wow.
What's going on here?
This is scary.
Robert Scott Bell.
I personally feel that I've done nothing morally wrong.
It depends upon what the meaning of the word is.
Yes. You know, do me a favor. Could you say senator instead of ma'am? I worked so hard to get that title.
Stop whining.
Liberals, I hate them so much.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Welcome to hour two of the Robert Scott Bell Show. Yep, I'm not his voice, it's mine. I'm Joni Abbott from Homegrown Health on naturalnewsradio.com. And we want to thank GCN also for syndicating and broadcasting this show as well. Too many kiddos on psychotropics. We all know that in mental health, we are seeing such a rise in children on psychotropics. What are some therapies that we can cling on to and look at as an alternative in the therapeutic process that does not include prescribing drugs for our children? We're going to be talking with Molly Schmelzer coming up here in just a few minutes about that. Attachment parenting is something I want to hit on as well. Do you think that how a child is raised, do you think that that can affect them in their mental health and their emotional health and for long-term time to come up into adulthood? I think so. I took the attachment parenting approach with my children. I did the home birth and I breastfed. It's kind of crunchy mommyhood. I wore the baby in the baby sling for quiet alertness. It's in a state of awareness for a child to be able to learn about their surroundings, but also do it from a state of quietness where they're not crying, but that they're very calm, and then they're able to better take in the world around them from the safety of mom or dad's hip. It's a concept that so many parents have really not done in our culture. It is growing in popularity, but there's still so many people who I see say, oh, just let your baby cry it out. Go ahead and you have to sleep train them, or you have to, you know, food train them, where you only feed them between this hour and this hour, or you only feed them so many hours spaced apart. And my gut instinct was always, if my baby has a need, I think I need to meet that upon demand. What if they're thirsty? What if they just want a little bit of comfort? What if they just are need a snack and I'm their food source? Crying is their only way to communicate with us as parents, and they trust us to meet those needs. I'm going to bring Molly on now. She's a licensed mental health counselor, also a nationally certified counselor. You can find her at qccounselor.com. She's here local to me. Molly, welcome to Robert Scott Bell Show. I almost said Homegrown Health. Welcome to the Robert Scott Bell.
Thank you, Joni.
Thank you so much for being on with me today. Now, you do have a unique approach on how to deal with attachment issues in the therapeutic setting. But first, let's talk about attachment parenting and maybe what your insights are on that and the long-term benefits of this style of parenting.
Well, I think you hit the nail right on the head when you said that if your child has a need, you need to meet that need. That is what attachment is about. When a child has needs, they look to have those needs met by their parents. If the parent is unable to successfully meet those needs, it will affect the child long-term in terms of how they see the world. The first relationship we ever have is with our parents, and if they aren't able to meet our needs, we lose trust in the world around us, and we don't anticipate the world being a safe place to live, and that can affect how we interact with pretty much anybody throughout our lives.
Do you see the, I don't know if you ascribe to the attachment parenting way when you had children yourself, but do you see the difference in adults when in the therapeutic, you know, process or in clientele that you see? Do you see a difference between children whose needs were met and children whose needs were not?
Very much so. One of the things that I notice is the level of dysfunction. When you're working with somebody who did not have a secure attachment with a parent or a caregiver, you're looking at higher incidence of substance abuse, higher incidence of diagnosed mood disorders or some sort of mental health issue. You're looking at behavioral disorders, criminal backgrounds, inability to trust, unsuccessful romantic relationships, and just all around dissatisfaction and even dysfunction in their ability to navigate the world around them. Someone
right.
who's been successfully attached, you're looking at somebody who can maintain relationships, they trust the world, they're willing to take risks like a normal person would be, you know, in terms of trying new things. They're able to navigate with strangers and navigate in the business world and just, you know, be fairly successful, even if they're having, you know, some mood disorders or some organic mental health issues. They're still able to address those issues fairly successfully through therapy. When the attachment's not there, you have to address that before you can really address the other issues that are going on.
What kind of, you know, advice or insight might you be able to offer families who didn't raise their children with the attachment parenting method? I know of all of the benefits from attachment parenting, and most crunchy people who listen to me have ascribed to one or more of the things that make it parenting, whether it's the co-sleeping, the, you know, the breastfeeding, the baby wearing. It's kind of an all of it works together. If parents, let's their baby cry it out, for instance, and maybe they're noticing some emotional problems with their child or maybe noticing their child having a harder time attaching. What's some advice you can give to parents about just attachment in general, I guess?
I think that one of the first things to remember is that it's not too late to change the relationship that you have with your child. You can, with work, go back and reestablish that attachment and that level of trust that's missing through usually therapeutic techniques and, you know, great changes in the home. And, you know, that is, it's really vital to the future success of the child. You know, when you're talking about as, you know, when they're still very young, if you haven't started that way, you can gradually transition into that by making those changes on a daily basis. When you look at things like the crying it out, you know, the debate is regarding can the child learn how to soothe themselves or not, and some people say
right.
they have to cry it out in order to learn how to control their emotions. And, you know, they have to learn how to control their emotions, but that can be done with some comfort and sympathy and some attention from the parent. You know, if they're crying, you know, reassuring them that they're okay, but not saying, oh, no, don't cry, but, you know, just being there with them as they learn to calm themselves. And so they have your presence there. And
right.
you're able to, you know, reassure that the process they're learning is healthy, that they are okay, and that they can do this. That, you know, if you're unable to be successful, if you can't calm yourself down, mom is here or dad is here to help you with that, but why don't you try it first?
Right, and that's maybe when they're cognitively a little bit more aware, when they have a little bit more neurodevelopment. When I think about the cried out method, I think about, you know, the people training babies right away when they're little. And one of the things that I think is, like, you're training your baby to understand very quickly they cannot trust you to meet their needs when they're crying in a room and they need your attention.
And one of the ways that you can meet that is by being in the room, going in the room, reassuring them, hey, mom is here, even if I'm not in the room, you know, I will come and meet your needs. And not necessarily holding them, you know, all night long.
Right.
You know, letting them know that you're here, you're safe, it's okay, and then leaving them and, you know, and going again. And then if they need, you know, if they get scared again, if they start crying again, then you go and you meet that need and you let them go and you leave again. A lot of times people think of attachment as, I will never let my kid off, you know, out of my arms. He will be
right
24/7. And that's not healthy attachment. That can actually cause just as many problems as not meeting their needs at all. There has to
right.
be a balance of meeting their needs but also letting them be independent.
Well, and I did a radio show one time. I remember I was on FM radio, and I started the debate of the century about breastfeeding versus bottle feeding, and we got into attachment parenting, just random callers, and this mom said to me, well, the child needs to learn how to soothe themselves, and I said, I didn't realize a four-month-old needed to self-soothe so quickly. Like, they have the rest of their life to learn how to deal with their own emotions. Is it just, can you just not offer yourself a little bit more than that, you know, with children at such a young age when they are so truly dependent?
Well, even at 4 months old, they are learning how to soothe themselves, but they're learning by being in their parents' arms.
Right.
One of the benefits to that contact, the reason that physical contact is so vital to attachment, is the baby's nervous system learns to mirror ours. Our nervous system, our adrenaline levels, our heartbeat, our breath rate. If we are calm, the baby feels that and starts to match it. And the central nervous system of the infant learns that, you know, we can calm ourselves by keeping a calm heart, keeping a calm breath, you know, and just being a certain temperament. And so, the child is learning to self-soothe by being in our arms.
And they're learning so much, too, about the world around them and how we interact.
Exactly.
And I know, I love it. Peggy O'Mara, she was the editor of a really great magazine that was a proponent of attachment parenting. It was Mothering Magazine, and one of the very first earlier influences in my life as a mother. She wrote, she had a really great quote. She said, begrudging a child for being dependent is like begrudging winter not yet spring. It was so poetic, and I really love that, and I think that we can really speak to that in to maybe take a more gentle approach or a more attentive presence approach with regards to their children's emotions and their attachment issues or non-issues.
Exactly. You know, I mean, if you have senses of begrudgment, if you resent your child, if you get frustrated and you start to take it out on the child, that breaks that attachment. That teaches the child, I'm a problem, I'm a trouble, I'm hurting somebody else, I'm not worthy of having my needs met. And
right.
So it's very important that you understand the needs of the child are very important, and that they won't always be this needy, but by meeting their needs, you're teaching them how to meet their own.
Right.
And postpartum depression can become such an issue.
Yes, postpartum depression is a definite issue. We can touch upon that when we return from the break. Molly Schmelzer, counselor, licensed mental health counselor and nationally certified counselor. We'll be talking about that when we come back. You're listening to The Robert Scott Bell Show on naturalnewsradio.com.
Live around the world, The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls-Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
It's time for a home security quiz. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $30? Yes, it's Fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. To get your fake TV for only $29.95 with free shipping, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95, on sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain, normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Welcome back to the Robert Scott Bell Show. I'm Joni Abbott, filling in for RSB as he's making his way back from New York. Thanks for hanging with us today. If you got a question, you can give us a call anytime, 866-939-BELL. That's 866-939-2355. Check out our show notes, too, at robertscottbell.com. Before the break, I was talking with Molly Schmelzer, and she's a counselor here locally to me where I am in the Quad Cities. She mentioned postpartum depression and how a mom can detach from her child as a result of having postpartum depression. Molly, welcome back to the Robert Scott Bell Show, and let's talk on that a little bit because we see that is something that's on the rise in our country and in our birthing culture, and they usually prescribe topics for that, and we try to take a drug-free approach here, not only on the show, right, but also in your practice. Tell us a little bit about, you know, what you want to say about postpartum depression.
Well, I think the thing that really needs to be remembered is that it's not uncommon to have some mild depression following giving birth. There are a huge, you know, number of hormonal changes. The joy and excitement of preparing for a child turns into the exhaustion and, you know, just the hard work of adjusting to having a child, and it can be very stressful. So, you know, if it's a few days or a couple of weeks following birth, it's not unusual to have some depression, and, you know, they usually call it the baby blues.
Right.
When it carries on longer than that, when the mood sinks so low that you don't want to have anything to do with your child, when you don't want to look at it, you don't want to hold her or him, you know, then it really becomes problematic, not only because you're sinking into a deeper depression and your moods are really becoming traumatic for you, but it's vital for a child to begin the bonding and the attachment process from birth. And when the mother is unable to fulfill those needs, it delays and stunts the attachment that is supposed to be developing, you know. So you have to try and correct that right away. You know, the mother goes through therapy process, you know, to handle her own depression issues, you know, and you try and reconnect with the baby as soon as possible.
Right, because it can create attachment disorders in children whose parents are long-term not attached or something like RAD, reactive attachment disorder. And you
Absolutely.
Have a really, you have a really unique way of helping kids to, you know, heal from this in your therapeutic process. You have a background in theater and you use creative and expressive arts as therapy to help them. Tell us about that.
Yes. Well, it actually all started when I was working within the theater and studying theater. And I have always had an interest in psychology, and I noticed how much the two intertwined and related, and how much therapeutic power there was just for people who I was doing shows with. And so I started to study that and really look at, you know, the process of, you know, trauma therapy and using art and expression in therapy instead of medications, instead of the traditional talk therapy, which I do some of, but it doesn't work for everybody.
Right.
Particularly children, when you're looking at attachment issues and parenting issues, you know, the first go-to always seems to be, oh, well, your child must have ADD or they're depressed. Let's give them this medication so that they'll behave the way you want them to. And that does so much damage to a child. First of all, it's often a misdiagnosis, so they're being treated for something that they don't even have. You're putting
right.
a chemical into a body that doesn't need it, when what they really need is to learn how to express themselves and learn how to attach and trust a parent. So what I do is I utilize creative arts. I utilize, traditional art with crayons and paints. I also use narrative therapy, story writing, storytelling, and even drama therapy, and using, you know, the development of characters to help learn how to, you know, express oneself safely. And, you know, I help a child learn how to express what they're feeling and work with them, you know, and I work to develop a trusting relationship with them so that they learn that trust is possible, and help them learn how to test the waters and to develop trust. And children especially, because language is still new to them, even as adolescents, they're still learning verbal expression and written communication.
Right.
Using the arts is a alternate way for them to express themselves without feeling as vulnerable. Sometimes they don't even realize what they're expressing when they're creating something. And so it's kind of a backdoor into their emotions to really help them develop that attachment. And I do that with parents and children together as well. We use a lot of play to help the parent learn how to meet the needs of the child, and to help the child learn that they can rely on the parent, and kind of re-go through that bonding process and re-parent the child in a healthy and trusting way, so that they can learn how to relate to each other without sitting and saying, well, I feel this or I feel that, which is not always appropriate in these situations.
Right. Well, Molly, thank you so much. We're getting ready to go into a break. Tell us how we can get a hold of you.
You can get a hold of me at tccounselor.com and follow any of the prompts on there, and I'll be happy to talk with you.
Wonderful. Thanks for joining us today on the Robert Scott Bell Show. When we come back, we're going to talk about the West Virginia spill and West Virginians without water. Aaron Brockovich is on the scene, and Don and I will have all those details and talk about it coming up next. The power to heal is yours. You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Who'd you say that masked man was?
It's a bird.
It's a plane.
It's Robert Scott Bell.
Here I come to save the day.
Did you know that 68% of Americans say they are concerned about this country's new healthcare laws? Recent numbers are showing that men will be seeing an average increase of over 97% on their monthly premiums. Not only do these prices hurt our wallets, but they will inevitably compromise the entire system. Packed doctor's offices, co-pays that don't pay, synthetic drugs with endless side effects. It's time to stop paying doctors and hospitals and start avoiding them altogether. It's either pay now or pay later. Why not take your health into your own hands? If there was a way you could double your immune system for a few dollars a day, would you do it? Choose an affordable, all-natural, and highly effective solution to keep you and your family in a state of superior health. If you're looking for the best healthcare solution, come visit a website that actually works, betterwayhealth.com. Or if you prefer speaking to a real person about your health, call 1-800-746-7640. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com, or call us today at 1-800-746-7640.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, children of all ages, welcome to the greatest show on earth,
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Man who outsmarted you and your gang is none other than
Robert Scott Bell.
You want answers? I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth!
Robert Scott Bell.
You see, we're on a mission from God.
I think we're on a mission from God here. I do. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show. Welcome to the last half of it. I'm Joni Abbott from Homegrown Health right here on naturalnewsradio.com, filling in as he's making his way back from Long Island, New York. He and TMB, Ty Bollinger, they were on Fox News with Carol Alt. Oh, they did an event with Gene Weiss. I can't wait to hear about everything that he got to experience while he was out there. Right now, though, Don, Don and I are going to shoot the breeze here and talk a little bit about Erin Brockovich. She and her team are currently investigating a major chemical spill in the Elk River out in West Virginia. I don't know if you've caught some of the mainstream or lamestream media talking about it recently, but 300,000 residents were without drinking water, and Governor Earl Ray Tomblin declared a state of emergency. Now people are experiencing a bunch of adverse side effects and health effects as a result. There's reports of burning eyes, headaches, rashes, and skin sores. Now, that's going to really be something we get to experience more of as Fukushima makes its way. We get radiation poisoning. We'll talk about that later. Right now, let's talk about this
one disaster at a time. One disaster at a time. Come on now.
Yeah. Even though they're all happening at once, right?
Yeah. Well, I don't know. It's interesting because Robert and I touched on this last week, I think it was sometime, when the story first came out, because this incident happened, I think it was on January 9th is when this first happened. And, you know, one of the things that I always do immediately when I see anything about it, you know, any type of chemical or, you know, an additive or a drug or something like that, is I want to get into the hard data. And so I went to the Wikipedia page on this particular chemical, this 4-methylcyclohexane methanol, and it has been edited since last week. Because when I went and looked at it the first time, there was a statement in there, and we poked fun at it on the air about how it was saying it's non-toxic. And yet, you've got a state of an emergency. You've got, you don't drink it, don't touch it, don't breathe it, don't do any of this stuff. But in the Wikipedia page, it's non-toxic, which makes no sense. Well, now, I go back to the same Wikipedia page. It's completely different now. It does not say that it's non-toxic. But there's one particular sentence in here that just makes my head explode. It says here,
be careful.
Reliable information on health and safety of this compound is unavailable.
Right.
And I'm looking at this going, what?
Snoop Doggy Dog. I noticed that earlier. I've been following this as well, and I've been looking up this chemical to see what the adverse effects are, you know, for our health.
Well, I'm sorry, but we just don't have the information on that. Well, okay, so then my question is, why are we storing 7,500 gallons of this stuff in a tank underground, you know, that can leak and expose
people
and the environment and the water table, and you're telling me you don't have any reliable information on the health and safety of this compound that's used to wash coal? Somebody dropped the ball here.
Right, of course. And the coal industry has been around for a long time, so chances are they know darn well what they're doing with this with this chemical, and they've been using it for a long time, probably poisoning the people for, you know, 100 years or less.
Yeah.
Coal's been an industry that's been around for quite some time. But these poor people are experiencing such adverse health effects that felt it necessary to hop on the plane and be the consumer advocate that she is. We have some clips. Do you want to play one or two of those? You know,
we'll go through them here. And again, you know, I mean, Erin Brockovich, if you've seen the movie, you know. And you know, listen, I saw the movie. I thought Julia Roberts did a great job of playing the part, because when you listen to Erin Brockovich in real life, they seem like the same person. They really do. That was portrayed in the movie. So Erin Brockovich, she was basically contacted, reached out to by hundreds of thousands of people in this community to come down, because she doesn't mess around. And so she was there. And we've got some audio clips. Let's go ahead, Matt. Let's set this up. The first clip, this is Erin Brockovich down in West Virginia taking a stab at the situation with the chemical spill.
We have visited with people who were sick, who've been in the hospital, who've been affected. You know, there are some that had inhalation problems that ended up with some lung burns. We are definitely getting reports from people that they have throat sores and head sores.
But it's not toxic.
But it's not toxic. It's okay. Never mind. They weren't there before we touched the water. You know, I saw a picture of the water coming out in the sink for people, and it looks like,
brown, rusty water. And
it looks horrible.
In Charleston right now.
And it's funny because, you know, when the people were turning on their taps and the water was going into the sink and they're taking pictures of this stuff and putting it on the internet, the company starts immediately going into spin mode. Well, you know, actually, that's just because the water was off and it's rusty pipes that are doing that. No, shut up.
300,000 people have rusty pipes that pour out motor oil.
Yeah, everybody got just some rusty pipe water there at the same time. There's definitely a problem wrong here. On one of the news reports I saw, a lady turned on her shower, and she was saying that the smell, and it just itself can tell you that there's something wrong with the water. So, you know, this company, I don't know what they're going to do. They're going to backpedal and they're going to, you know, put as much of a spin on this, you know, as much as they can. But Aaron Brockovich, I don't think is going to let them get away with it. And here in the second clip, she continues on talking about what's going on there.
We were discussing earlier, and there's documents that apparently there's been no inspection done on this site since 1991. That's disturbing. At a very basic level, if somebody's assaulted and somebody presses charges, that person can go to jail for criminal conduct. This is a company for lack of safety who is completely negligent, that has damaged the environment, jeopardized public health and safety, harmed people, jeopardized business. I think that's criminal. And I think that, mind you, we come in and lawsuits abound. That is some resolution. It's not the solution because it continues to happen over and over and over again.
Over and over again.
She's like a cheerleader. I love how she is really explaining that as being criminal, because so many, we see this all over. We see it all the place down. We see it in big pharma. We see it in these big corporations who have the chemical spills, who are using toxic ingredients, who are using toxic chemicals that are slowly or more quickly poisoning our food supply and water supply. And we're supposed to sit back and act like nothing's wrong. No big deal.
Yeah, well, I mean, they haven't had any inspections since
1991.
You know, and it's one of those things where, you know, it's like, yeah, I mean, somebody needs to be doing something there. When you've got 7,500 gallons of this chemical being stored underground, you would think after, what, 91, 2001, 2011, what are we talking about?
22, 3 years.
3 years? Yeah, maybe somebody ought to take a look and see if everything's okay. You know, that's their responsibility. And obviously they need to be held accountable, and Aaron Brockovich is certainly one of those people that's going to make sure that they are.
Oh, I love her. You know, she was a real inspiration to me when that movie came out with research and health issues. That was really, I have to say, a mark in my journey into this doing what I do. It really impacted me, and I've even said, don't make me go Aaron Brockovich on you. I utilized her name as an adjective and a verb all in the same sentence.
she's a great person. She's doing great work, and she's out there giving people a voice, which is very commendable.
She really is.
Yeah.
You can call Freedom Industries if you guys want to use your voice and your activism and start now if you've never done it. Call Freedom Industries. I've got their number right here. It's 304-720-8065. That's 304-720-8065. And Don, I've been watching the different groups that are forming now coming out of the citizens from West Virginia, and they are starting Facebook groups. They're starting events to get together in order to rally behind this and really, you know, bring forth the information and give power back to the people. A group of independent water samplers have been gathering data in West Virginia to test the water coming directly out of the tap. They want to take their water samples from homes that have not yet flushed the water through their systems, and then immediately test after the homes have been flushed, because you need to make sure that it's all out of there and the water returns to a safe and normal drinkable state. So they are been looking for homes to do that. But one guy brought up a really good point, and he said he's really concerned for people who are not flushing their hot water tanks. People forget these must be properly flushed as well. And I guess there's a post about it, the Charleston Daily Mail post about people still getting sick who have flushed their systems. So anyway, he just says simply turning on faucets on the hot water side of the system will not work, that water will remain in the hot water tank chemical, i.e. the chemicals, because the supply to draw from the tank is up at the top. The chemical will settle in the bottom sediment and slowly leach out over time. The half-life chemical is much, much longer in sediment than it is in water alone. So that's something that Charleston folks need to know about as well. So,
yeah, it's just crazy. I just keep shaking my head here because, you know, this chemical has hardly been studied at all. You know, it's manufactured.
That's what we're being told. That's the official story, but I don't know. I think they know it's toxic.
Well, listen, here's the thing. The chemical is made by Eastman Chemical Company, okay? And they are required by law to put out an MSDS, a material safety data sheet.
Mm-hmm.
And if you take a look at this data sheet, much of the information on the data sheet is incomplete. It's just not there.
Really?
So, yeah. I mean, there's something screwy going on here. But I think we've got another audio clip. Let's see what happens here with Aaron Brockovich in clip 3.
All of us are screwed without water. I think that this community is showing us that what happens when you don't have water. It's frightening. It's frightening when a chemical is in our water supply that we don't seem to know much about. I have grandchildren, too, and I want to tell these people, use your common sense. Once the water's on, it doesn't mean everything is hunky-dory. Don't be afraid to ask questions. If the water smells funny, if the water looks funny, if you don't trust it, do not use it.
Wow.
Good advice.
That is very good advice. Aaron Brockovich from West Virginia. We're talking about the chemical spill, and we'll continue that talk after we return from this break. This is the Robert Scott Bell Show on naturalnewsradio.com and catching us here at GCN Network as well. Thanks so much, and we'll be right back.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
Okay, do you have any more?
Trinity School of Natural Health is a nonprofit, non-denominational Christian educational institution. Trinity School of Natural Health has been offering quality natural health programs since 1990. The courses focus on the integration of the mind, body, and spirit so that students can create a lifestyle harmonious with the Creator and His divine plan. Trinity School of Natural Health's educational programs offer degrees in non-traditional designations such as Doctor of Naturopathy, Master Herbalist, Master Iridologist, Certificate of Nutritional Counseling, Certified Health Specialist, and Associate Degree in Biblical Studies. Trinity School is accredited and recognized by the American Naturopathic Medical Accreditation Board in Las Vegas, Nevada. The coursework is completed at your own pace in the convenience of your own home. No traveling required. A complete outline of the programs offered can be viewed online by visiting www.trinityschool.org. Enrollments can also be completed online, and an affordable monthly payment plan is available for each program. Contact Trinity School of Natural Health by calling 1-800-428-0408.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by
nearby 100-foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Hi, folks. Ronnie McMullen here for Life Change Tea. Healthcare is a problem, whether you're for or against Obamacare. It's a mess. My question is, who do you trust? Do you want to be told what to do, or do you want to make your own decision? My opinion, preventative maintenance. Keeping your colon clean is preventative maintenance. A little exercise, a balanced diet, and drinking Life Change Tea. It tastes great, and it helps with constipation, high cholesterol, liver problems, acid reflux, and much, much more. And with the holiday season upon us, you can get some extra tea for free. Don't wait for Obama. Make your own decision. Order now. Call us at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Or you can log on to getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Ridding yourself of harmful toxins is truly preventative maintenance. Getthetea.com.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
Show. I'm a sucker for good bumper music, I guess. It just changed my whole. Yeah, okay. I love air guitar over here. You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show on naturalnewsradio.com and on the GCN network. Thanks to everyone and our show sponsors for making this possible. You can give us a call if you have any questions, want to shoot the breeze with Don and I before the end of the hour. Give us a call.
Wow, look at that. Look at that. The moment you said
Bell.
Give us a call, the phone rang.
Well, let's take the call.
And now they hung up. Damn it.
Oh, God.
Ah!
Who are you people? Give us a
that
call.
Was
okay,
not...
let me try again. 866-939-BELL. That's 2355, in case your phone doesn't have the little numbers or letters on it.
It did work that time.
Shoot fire. Yeah. Okay, well, we're talking methylcyclohexanol and how it can affect your health. That is the chemical that Freedom Industries spilled in West Virginia into the water supply. 300,000 people were left without water, and now their water looks like motor oil coming out of the faucet. It smells, and Erin Brockovich is there raising consumer advocacy awareness as she is trying to help these people have a voice for the now health side effects that they're experiencing. They say there's not much known about methylcyclohexanol, but what we do know about it is it affects you when it's breathed in and when it passes through your skin. It irritates the eyes and the skin. High levels of the vapor can cause irritation of the eyes and of the upper respiratory tract. But people are actually breaking out in skin rashes and lesions and sores on their skin. So they've been really exposed compared to what they say might be the mild side effects to the higher side effects. High levels of the vapor can also cause damage to the heart, liver, kidneys, and lungs, and may result in death. Long-term exposure, repeated long contact with skin, may also cause that skin rash. There's a huge disruption in the central nervous system, and central nervous system depression can occur. So that's what we know about it. It is toxic, and no matter what Wikipedia changed their mind, and no matter who edited that to change it for the official story purposes, we got your number.
Yeah. Well, I mean, obviously,
right?
We're going to learn more as time goes on here.
Absolutely, as we always do.
Yeah. We will keep an eye on it. So, anyway, what else we got?
Well, we've got so much coming up in
this new year. You have the Health Freedom Express done, and you're going to be calling from wherever you are now in Oregon all the way to wherever we need you to be. And if you're listening to the show and you're a biodiesel company or you're a company who wants to help sponsor Don, tell us how they can do that, because I really want to get some people on the road with the Robert Scott Bell Show and Health Freedom Express.
Yeah, it's really simple. You just go to healthfreedomexpress.com, and I put a few things together there. Things are still being put together and happening. We're still getting all of our ducks in a row, but there is a donate page. You can go there, and there's a very long, clumsy, rambling video that I put together one evening, just kind of talking about what's going on and what we're doing. That you can listen to if you'd like, and there's a donate button there. And right now we're finishing a little bit of the remodeling that needs to be done to it, and we're working on getting some sponsors, which I should hopefully be able to announce next week. But every little bit helps, and just getting everything tied up. And there's a lot of things, you know, when I was getting into it, I was like, that I didn't think about, where you know I've got to do, you know, some DMV stuff with it, and you got to get insurance on it, and you got to do the maintenance and stuff and all that kind of stuff. So we're just getting everything ready to hit the road, and then as soon as we do, I've got all kinds of people that are waving their arms and jumping up and down and saying, come over here. So we've got lots of places to stop and lots of people to meet. And you know, one of the other things actually that we were thinking about doing unofficially at this point, but what we're thinking about doing is when we're in town and we're talking to, you know, the families or the farmers or the ranchers and stuff, there are places around that town that you may not know about, like organic restaurants and organic stores and stuff. And so we were thinking maybe we could stop by there too and maybe just kind of do like a little review or something. And so that if you happen to be traveling and you get into a town, you're like, I don't know where I can eat or where I can go or where I can pick up maybe some like organic clothing or something like that, then maybe it could kind of, you know, introduce you to other places that are in the town that are offering those sorts of things. It kind of be like a Guy Fieri Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives for organic food or something.
Oh, my gosh.
Wouldn't that be cool?
Feed Don while he's on the road. And if you're a farm-to-fork restaurant, which, Don, I do have farm-to-fork restaurants on my list of peoples, so I will make sure that we get you sent there. If you're having an organic festival or gala, please, by all means, call Don. And, you know, speaking of organic galas, you are going to have to be at the Organic Gala in Branson, Missouri, April 3rd through the 5th. Go to livehappybepure.com. I will be there emceeing the event. Robert's going to be there. Liam's going to be there. All of our Health Freedom guys are going to be there. Chris Wark, you name it. Thank you so much for joining me on the Robert Scott Bell Show today. And I've just had a really fun time. Don't forget to tune into my show on Mondays and Wednesdays, Homegrown Health on naturalnewsradio.com. Remember, the power to heal is yours. Thanks so much.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey, Doc, I was wondering, if you could only take one supplement for the rest of your life, what would it be?
That's easy. Beta-glucan.
Well, I'm looking for a daily pill that can double the strength of my immune system.
Beta-glucan.
But I need it to be super safe with no harmful side effects.
Beta-glucan.
Yeah, but I want something all natural with an FDA rating.
Beta-glucan.
What if I want it to be affordable and fast-acting?
Beta-glucan.
What if I need something backed by scientific research?
Beta-glucan.
Like something that's been studied and condoned by Harvard Medical School.
Beta-glucan.
But I want the best for my immune system that money can buy.
Beta-glucan.
How about a product that's safe for my family, including my pets and children?
Beta-glucan.
Don't you have anything else to say besides beta-glucan?
Yeah, betterwayhealth.com.
What's that?
It's the website where you can buy beta-glucan.
So I can go online right now and buy beta-glucan?
Yup. Go to betterwayhealth.com or call 1-800-746-7640 and ask them about...
Let me guess. Beta-glucan.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70
100-foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.